The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, ladies and... I'm not hearing anything. Hello? I'm on the air? How's come I can't hear myself? This is weird. There's nothing in my ear. All right. Technical problems, just in case somebody can hear me. Oh, there we are. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. Sorry about the rough start here. Give me some more return there, because I've got this thing bumped up, and it's humming. Jeez, oh, Pete. And it's humming in my ear. You want to check out my hum here? Oh, so the man takes my microphone, and you hear the hum? I cannot listen to that for 2 hours. And he just got rid of my hum. And the volume just came up. Yeah. Okay, Chris, thank you very much. Gosh. Okay, then. All right. Anyhow, how are you? On this 19th day of April 2012, don't we have an anniversary of some sort today? April 19th? Why does that ring a bell? How many things happened on April 19th? We can go back 237 years. Oh, that's right, Cabrini-Green. The shot heard round the world. April 19th, 237 years ago. Get into that in a couple of minutes. Jordan Page is to be joining me here shortly. You're shaking your head. No, I know. He should have already been here. Yes, and he marked it down in his calendar. And I sent him an email, and I wanted him to confirm. I haven't gotten anything back yet. At any rate, hopefully he'll be calling here in a few minutes. He might have screwed up the hours. That's what might have happened, because he's on the East Coast, and he's going to be at that Philly Freedom deal down there in Philadelphia. Philadelphia. Sunday. And I think it's going to be a good turnout down there. At kind of like in around Independence Hall there. You know, I've seen Independence Hall many, many times, and I've never been to Philly to see it. No, not by pictures. No. They have an exact duplicate of Independence Hall in Dearborn, Michigan, at the Henry Ford Museum. Exactly the same. Brick for brick, all the detail, full size. I've seen that many, many times, but never been to Philly to see the original. Nice to know we have a backup if Philly burns down. At any rate, we'll take the break. Hopefully waiting here for Jordan Page to show up, but we've got a lot of news and information to get into. And we'll do all of that right after a little bit of this. Support the sponsors, folks. That's why we're on the air.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call us today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call today, 888-639-2621.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the is, answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Just heard that commercial. Texas Ready is going to be at the expo up in Springfield, Missouri. And they've got the neatest way of sending out their seeds. They're in refurbished ammo boxes. I think it's double plus good because guess what you get to use after you use the non-hybrid seeds? You get to use the ammo box for hopefully carrying around your ammo. Yeah. 237 years ago today, ladies and gentlemen, at dawn, 6 companies of the British regulars under the command of Major John Pitcairn faced off against a ragged group of citizen soldiers on the green in Lexington, Massachusetts, known as Cabrini Green, by the way. Under the command of John Parker, a veteran of the French and Indian Wars and respected townsman, the small group of patriots had been mustered early in the morning after being warned that the King's soldiers were on the way from Boston by Paul Revere and William Dawes. Now, why do you suppose it was like that on the green with the dawn breaking, having waited all night, and now were confronted by vastly superior numbers, and an officer who, by later reports, was contemptuous of the colonists and their rabble-rousing? Parker was no fool. He knew the British were more interested in the arms cache in Concord than anything in Lexington. He also wasn't going to sacrifice his men for no good reason, so he decided to make military demonstration rather than risk a confrontation. He placed his men in parade ground formation and had them stand at arms as a show of defiance. They were not blocking the road to Concord, nor did they believe they would be engaged with the enemy that day. Well, Pitcairn rode up and demanded that the militia lay down their arms. Parker ordered his men to disperse and go home, but because of the confusion and shouting by the regulars, who were now trying to surround the militia, few heard him. Word of the confrontation at Lexington spread like wildfire across the countryside in Middlesex County, and by the time the British got to Concord, the hills beneath the North Bridge in Boston were swarming with Patriots. They found no supplies at the armory. The Patriots had hidden them the day before. Rascally little devils. Meanwhile, the confrontation at North Bridge between several companies of Patriots and British regulars marked the first real battle of the war. Militias from dozens of surrounding towns showed up along the road back to Boston, which made the long march a deadly gauntlet for the British, as these 700 regulars who started the mission were under constant fire. British losses were more than a third of their force, and by the next day, fully 15,000 Massachusetts militiamen were outside of Boston. It was a long way from there to here. When Longfellow wrote his famous poem about Paul Revere's ride, hardly a man was left alive who could recall the particulars. Today we're connected only through the history. No living memory fills the gaps and buttresses our understanding of the events that occurred that day. Still, it's interesting to imagine oneself standing on the Lexington Green, or Cabrini Green, anxiously awaiting an uncertain dawn, cold, tired, hungry, maybe a little hungover, when all of a sudden the lobsterbacks in their bright red uniforms are charging towards you, firing, your friends and neighbors falling all around you. Lexington and Concord will always be remembered for being a hinge in history. On one side of the door was the old colonial America, on the other side a new nation creating its own identity. The two battles that took place so long ago played a large role in forming that new consciousness. The war may have begun in confusion, but in fact it ended decisively in one of those miracles of history that makes America an exceptional place. Well, America is in another place right now. Exceptional? I guess you could use that term. Wouldn't be the one I would choose. Precarious, probably a better word. Is the Republic going to live, or is it going to die? In 237 years, man, for a country. You know, in the history of the planet itself, billions of years old. Yeah. 237 years? It's not even a half a wink. It's not much of anything, really. 237 years. We have people on the face of this planet that are alive today that if you combine both of their lives would equal 237 years. Two human beings. Two lifetimes. 237 years. Where's the next Cabrini Green going to be? Are we going to have one of those? Hopefully not. It probably will be the British again, though. How do I know that? Well, it'll be part of the coalition troops they'll bring over here to smash us. Or would that happen? Could you see the French over here picking up arms and shooting at American people? Would the British do that? Well, we've kind of figured out there's American soldiers that, well, they're too stupid and too blind to know their own history, understand their oath to the true constitution of the country. And maybe they're a gangbanger that got out of prison and was led in the military. Be a good boy, show up in formation, shoot and kill what we tell you to, and guess what? We'll get rid of your sentence. And you get paid for all this. You see, you get to do, under the legalese, what you were doing before, self-profiteering. Or how about all the illegals they put in the military? And what allegiance do they have to whatever? We'll give you citizenship. Yeah, I want that. Okay. Sign up. We'll tell you who to go kill and who to shoot, and then we'll see about getting your citizenship for you. You know, I have this strange feeling that if they tried to pull the NATO or coalition troops together, really UN, that a lot of these guys are not going to show up. And if they do, would it be like the Joymans that the British brought over? Once they saw what was going on here, going, wait a minute, you guys are starting a new country? You're going to be free of England? This is a beautiful place. You've got 13 colonies now? You've got a good foothold? Looks like you're going to whoop the snot out of the British. Bunch of farmers with long rifles. Wasn't really an army. They thought about it. And then they thought about it some more. And then their decision was, the hell with the king. We like your new country that you're starting. Those were the Hessians, folks. They decided to stick around and fight with the colonists against the king. And the rest is history, as they say. 237 years ago. Man. Heady days. Are we going to have to form the militias again? Are we going to be shooting British again?
Yeah.
I've seen Tony Blair on the air this morning. Hitting CNN, hitting Fox, hitting MSNBC. There's old Tony looking as innocent as he possibly can, woeing the fact that, well, the Euro's got to stick together. And the reason why they picked good old Tony to get on the airwaves here in America to bolster up the fact that they can't let the European Union fall apart is because it's doing exactly that, falling apart. The French want, call them what you will, folks. You know, the French were fighting with us during the Revolutionary War. I seem to remember we bought a big chunk of a land off of them. It's called the Louisiana Purchase. The friends across the pond, it's been kind of an enigmatic relationship with them. Does England still control the United States? Yeah, through banking, it sure as hell does. But, hey, at least we're not shooting them in the streets right now, right? Yeah. My gosh. 237 years later, the globalists have decided America must fall because truly, ladies and gentlemen, we are the linchpin for the rest of the world and freedom. Why do you say that, John? Well, I'll tell you why I say that. It's because this experiment, as it's been referred to many, many times, an experiment in liberty and freedom, limited government, the ability to go out there and earn for yourself and keep most of it, if not all of it, was the plan. But you see, the game board has changed. We've had many presidents, many representatives sitting in Washington, D.C. that, well, it was just so good, we've got to spread the wealth around and spread it so thin. Very, very thin. What is the net effect? You're looking at it today. I hope they're proud because this once vibrant, and in so many different aspects, folks, however you judge a society or a culture throughout history, man, is America something to behold. The very ideals of freedom and liberty. And you see, we used to have an honest money. And pretty much honest people, not all of them. But the dishonest ones were kept in check. They were kept in check in a variety of ways. But they're unchecked no longer. And the robber barons and the people, I guess, they let out of the insane asylum are now running things. Cabrini Green, anybody?
Hi. My name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief.
Well, inflation is rearing its ugly head, but we told you that was going to happen. You know, there are basic fundamentals to the fiat money system out there that we know, tried and true, because we've lived through it before. Helicopter Ben, you know, Mr. Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, working with Timmy Geithner of the Treasury and the United States government. Yeah. What a wonderful trio. And we've told people, watch out for the inflation. It's coming. Well, it's here. And it's going to progressively get worse. LA Times reports that a basket of meats, cheese, and other goodies from the grocery store cost about 7% more in the first quarter of 2012 than it did a year earlier. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, a group of 16 items, cheddar cheese, sirloin tip roast, salad, orange juice, eggs, cost consumers $52.47 during the first 3 months of the year. During the same period last year, the price is $49.07. In the fourth quarter of 2011, it cost $49.23. the last quarter of last year, ladies and gentlemen. The cost of meat such as sliced deli ham or bacon were up due to strong demand and tight supplies, said the AFBF, John Anderson, in a statement, but prices have peaked, allowing for less expensive protein as the year continues, he said. Flour, russet potatoes, apples, toasted oat cereal have all become pricier for consumers. According to the report, only three items in the basket have gotten cheaper: whole milk, white bread, and boneless chicken breast. Farmers ended up with an average of 16%, or $8.44 of revenue from each theoretical basket in the mid-70s. They would receive about a third. Americans spend less than 10% of their disposable income on food. Why is it called disposable? I don't know. I think that's a must. Is that the difference between disposable and discretionary? Is there any difference? Well, up 7% just in this first quarter alone. That's January, February, March. 7%. I had an interesting... I made a tuna fish sandwich, as my nephew used to say. Yeah, I'm making a tuna fish sandwich. And I picked up the can and I looked at it. And I'm going, is this a joke? They're 5 ounces now. They're about half the height. And then I open it up, and it's supposed to be Starkist. They're star chunk light, or chunk white tuna packed in water. There was kind of this greasy stuff laying on the top, and I'm going, what the hell is this? And it's even in a smaller can, 5 ounce. That's the way they're dealing with inflation. They're making their cans and their contents smaller. And that's going on, if you notice, that's going on with just about everything on the grocery shelves. Rather than raise the prices, so they're depending on brand recognition. When you're walking up down that aisle and you see that label, there you go. Oh, that's what I want. And people will grab it, and they won't think too much about it. The reason why they're doing this, rather than raising the prices, they're lessening the content. It's a marketing strategy. Because if you really paid attention to your shopping dollar and you went, wait a minute here, the contents are a lot less here. Maybe I'll go look for that store brand. And that's what people are doing. But it hasn't really hit them yet. Not yet. So the next time you open up a can of Starkist greasy tuna. sorry, Starkist. Hey, I only report it. Go ahead and sue me. I don't give a damn. I really don't care. It stands of its own merit. Would you like to see the can I've kept in the refrigerator that I didn't eat? I should be suing you people. And when I'm looking at this thing, I'm wondering, how much radiation is in this? Oh, God. At any rate, I haven't seen anything on the news about that, by the way. Not a thing. Are you telling me I have callers? I have one caller. All right, well, let that caller hang on a second. 800-313-9443. Awaiting Jordan Page. I know what's going to happen here. He's probably going to call in a half hour and go, oh, well, I thought it was 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock your time, not mine. At any rate, founding bloggers, and I have been watching the news, ladies and gentlemen, and this just reminded me of it, of how pre-digested, pre-packaged, predetermined our news is. Now, this was a particularly interesting piece, and this happened a couple of years ago. It was actually at the Chicago Tea Party. They called it the Chicago Tea Party Throwdown. And people were showing up with their signs, and men and women with babies in tow. And, well, CNN was on the spot. And, of course, they just wanted to know, why are people so angry about? Well, they took the CNN talking head to task, and it is priceless. We'll take the break here, come back in 3 minutes. Much news and information coming your way. Everybody, stay tuned. Jordan Page should be joining us, hopefully, in the next hour.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
you're not prepared,
get preparedexpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th.
Getprepareexpo.com.
Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, water filtration, wholesale batteries, freeze-dried foods, MacGyver 101, storm shelters, shortwave and ham radios, solar power, buy your first farm, heating with wood, home defense, ammo, homeschool your children, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopik. GetPreparedExpo.com, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors, Vincent Finelli, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pinnick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopik, Robert Allen,
and over 30 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back. Founding Bloggers. This is put together by Andrew Marcus of foundingbloggers.com. And this is an example of how CNN is when they're doing interviews to get their story. And they even take a swipe at Fox News, which is really amazing. It's like two hookers on the street corner arguing with each other going, "This is my turf. You get your little narrow butt on cross street there. You work your own corner." And they're whores of the same brothel, you know. Amazing. Here's the clip.
Drop the taxes? Drop socialism? Okay, let's see, you're here with your 2-year-old, and you're already in debt. Why are you here today, sir?
Because I hear a president say that he believed in what Lincoln stood for. Lincoln's primary thing was he believed that people had the right to liberty, and they had the right...
Sir, what does this have to do with taxes? What does this have to do with your taxes? Do you realize that you're eligible for a $400 credit?
Finish my point. Lincoln believed that people had the right to share in the fruits of their own labor and that government should not take it. And we have clearly gotten to that point.
Wait, did you know that the state of Lincoln gets $50 billion out of these stimulus. That's $50 billion for the state, sir.
Ma'am, can you stop this, sir? Hold on.
Okay, well, Kara, we'll move on over here. I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, anti-CNN, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network Fox. And since I can't really hear much more, and I think this is not really family viewing.
Oh, yes, it is. They brought their families.
This person's having a hard time hearing me, but wow, that is the prime example of what we're following across the country there. Susan.
Mm-hmm. Well, the founding bloggers arrived at the scene just after that little drama unfolded. And obviously they were a little angry, and some people took the CNN reporter to task, especially this one woman. Rips into her.
CNN, it doesn't respect us. Hey, and that 50
as the man says as he's holding his one-year-old in his arms, it's not family programming.
That's all.
Obama is the Antichrist.
You know what? Obama is what? You are not talking to regular mainstream people. You picked people to talk to.
That's right.
I don't have a sign. You're not talking to. You didn't talk to him. He doesn't have a sign.
Why don't you tell me why you're here?
We're here because we are sick and tired of the government taking our money and spending it in ways that we have no say in. We have no say whatsoever. The government is being run by the Federal Reserve Bank, and they are getting all of our money. Our kids' money, our grandkids' money. It's not fair.
What if someone said, well, your elected officials voted for this stimulus package?
They all need to be grown up. They're all Congress. It's not just Democrats. It's not Republicans. It's all of them. All of them. It's Congress. Bush voted for all this. Obama voted
you,
for all of this.
So it doesn't really matter to you whether it's Republican or Democrat.
Absolutely not. And most people who are here do not believe that it's just the Republicans or just the Democrats.
And what group are you with that brought you out here?
Hey, you want to hear
I'm a suburban, self-employed woman. I don't have a group.
No, I mean, how did you find out about it then?
Oh, it's all over the news. It's everyone. We all do.
Like online.
It's all over online. What do you think the internet is for? Are
you stupid? You know, you really don't need to be so antagonistic.
Well, but we have watched what you've been doing here, and it's not fair.
You're talking to people who are holding signs. I'm going to say the majority of the people here have
signs. Did you look at his sign?
Every sign is in our field of view.
Okay. This is not about Republicans and Democrats. Right. This is about the government stealing our money.
I didn't say it was about Republicans or Democrats.
Well,
so, you guys, there are some people coming here.
We're not here with you guys.
We're asking, what does this mean? It means
you're trying to tell them that you're bad people.
Yeah. Did you know that you're eligible under the stimulus to get billions of dollars from the government? Are you serious? Anti-government, here's the flavor, these anti-government. And then back in Atlanta,
I'm going to turn this back over because this is not family TV. The people had their families there, their young children there, demonstrating for their survival.
And then you have this talking head. I don't know how she survived that. I don't know how she... honestly. You know, if I was terminal, if I knew I was going to die, like I had a month to live, I would have whooped the hell out of that woman. I really would have. Well, what are they going to do to me? Throw me in jail? Fine. I mean, come on. You know, taking a swipe at Fox News because they're the... conservative, whatever. Yeah, it's the neocon network. Yeah, we all know who Rupert Murdoch is and what he stands for. And the chicken noodle news, oh yes, great bastions of good reporting. I am just absolutely amazed. That was done almost... Hold it together, Manny. That was done almost 3 years ago. 15th of April and back in 2009. Yeah, we're anti-government. Now, Now they're reporting we're just terrorists. Yeah, family people with babies in arms. We're just terrorists.
Yeah.
John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, John. It depends upon what the word is means.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your work you do, John. Up here, the Tea Party has totally compromised. My brother tried to bring up some real issues, and they said they were not interested. So
yeah,
I don't have...
Yeah, Freedom Works, Dick Armey, and the real freedom-loving conservatives, that they couldn't do their own thing, so they had to hijack Ron Paul's revolution.
Well, it's any party is the wrong party. I'm for no parties. I think that would eliminate a lot of this confusion. Electronic voting should go too. That's another part of the problem. But my main call was to find out if you were able to talk to Greg Evenson, the state trooper that retired in the Northern Peninsula of Michigan.
Yeah.
He was on. You played a clip last Wednesday.
Yes.
About his.
Yes. And Doug from Florida called in at the end of the show, and he goes, look, did you take a look at when that was posted? And I looked at it, and I went a couple of posts back, and it looked like it was current. Doug informed me that it wasn't. The original air date on that, again, was 09. And I wasn't going to get fooled again. Any clip I play now, I'm going to track it back to the original source to see when it was done. That little clip that I just played you was actually uploaded on February 5th, 2012, but it happened 3 years ago, almost to the day.
Okay, well, so much has happened, and I still feel that there could, even if there wasn't a prediction that was current, I think it's applicable. We have the Bilderbergs meeting at the end of next month, and they usually have an agenda that's not for our best interest. And,
not usually, generally.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they'll probably have Romney's little running mate figured out by then. And it'll be a very interesting summer. And I just do hope that people are really focused on some type of preparedness, whatever you can do. Also, I did hear the gentleman that has produced What in the World They Are Spraying, that documentary on chemtrails or geoengineering.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his new movie called Why Are They Spraying? And it was quite interesting, the information he was presenting in regards to the weather being a corporate weather now, in that it's for-profit weather.
Absolutely. Just as all these wars have been fought on behalf of the United States' interests, that's for the interests of the corporations.
But it'll be fun to see that one, too, and to see how many people really look at it and understand what he's talking about, that the contamination that's taking place in this at this time is going to be so catastrophic to our food source and to just life itself. Now, there's a doctor up here that in northern Michigan that... he's a chiropractor, acupuncturist, and geneticist, and he's just appalled at the toxic materials that they're putting in those aerosol sprays, what it's doing to our DNA and how it is being affecting our reproduction. It's just I'll have more information in another month. I'll be going to see him.
Okay.
And he's has a new invention that he has that'll really document a lot of that's happening within our own body with all the environmental effects.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate that. Thank you.
You bet, John. God bless you and Sandra and your family.
All right. Thanks. Yeah. Somebody had sent me an email the other day and said, you know, heirloom seeds don't grow in aluminized soil. And it's true. It is true. Arthur in Georgia. Hello, Arthur. Arthur?
Oh, there we go. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know, I kind of laughing as I was listening to that clip you played there. And, you know, at the moment I heard, well, this is, you know, not family programming. And the first words came out of my mouth was, since when was news supposed to be family? And then I caught myself and I said, oh, programming. Anyway... I wanted to share with you something that just went down here in my local area, and see. I want to see what you do with this, because something just This is just weird. We have a National Guard armory here in our local town. I live in a town. Well, I don't live in town because I'm way out in the country, but we have 10,600 or so people in our county. Now, in this town of 10,600 or so people, we have a National Guard armory, which we thought at one point was going to be closed down, and then, well, lo and behold, the Department of Homeland Security felt this desire to just generously give them some money to upgrade all of their equipment. Well, this morning at 6 a.m., someone entered the National Guard armory, shot a National Guardsman, and left without taking anything. Now, what I find very odd is this has never happened around here, but what really kicked it in the boots for me was when I'm reading about this, and I'm, wait a minute, they locked down the elementary school at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my question. One, well, a series of questions. One, how does somebody just waltz right into a National Guard armory? Why would he shoot a National Guardsman and not take anything? Why would they only lock down the elementary school? And why would they wait 4 hours later and do it at 10? Does this seem a little odd?
Well, it's somebody screwed up their timeline. The shooter, which is, who knows, MK Ultra guy, I don't know, CIA, who the hell knows what he was, to walk in, shoot a guardsman, and then leave. The practice is conditioning for the public that there's violence, everybody be scared, hunker down, don't worry, we're here to guard you. Doing that 4 hours later is kind of the, you know, barn door and the horse and all that other stuff. Yeah, it's conditioning. And I will bet you bottom dollars to donuts here that they never do find out who the shooter was or the motivation. That sounds to me like it was probably CIA.
Well, he's still at large. They have not caught him.
Of course not.
But, you know, this is a town where these kind of things just never happen. We're talking 10,000 people, for crying out loud, in the entire county. I just think, you know, folks, you folks in a big city, you ain't the only ones getting it. Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out, see if you would think the same thing I did. And if anybody else in these small towns like this have this kind of stuff going on, I'd sure like to hear about it.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Arthur. Yeah. CIA. That would be my bet. You can use mercenaries, but mercenaries are there for paychecks. They're not always the most trustworthy gang. So if you're going to do some wet teamwork, you do it with somebody you explicitly trust. And, of course, the getaway has already been made and the cover story's already gone out. And don't worry, nothing's going to happen to you. And they always have a backup because if something does go wrong, they'll shoot the shooter. Always has been that way, always will be that way. In the intelligence community, you don't trust anybody. But I would lay dollars to donuts. Langley was probably, well, in on that deal. Yeah, why shoot a guardsman? Take nothing? If I was going to go to a National Guard armory and shoot a guard armorist, never would do that. But why wouldn't I empty out the cache of arms? You know, maybe it was totally innocuous. Maybe it was just a family feud. Maybe that's the husband of the wife that the guardsman was messing around with. After all, they've got good education there from our Secret Service. Vincent Finelli. Hey, Vince.
John, I just want to tell you, I got some very interesting news.
What's that?
Well, during the broadcast, just before yours, I mentioned that we had tried to contact the city of Springfield and the public education component of it and Springfield Public Schools, and the schools were not, or the superintendent's office was not interested in communicating that we would buy tickets for all the teachers and their spouses to come to the expo. We would let them in for free because we thought it was such a good educational component that they needed to participate in. Well, that was, you know, we've been talking to them for several days now, and we couldn't get past first base. We made the announcement that we should fire the superintendent, and do you know that within like 2 minutes after I got off the air, the superintendent was on the phone with me?
Okay.
And he is more than happy to help distribute and promote the Get Prepared Expo here in Springfield, Missouri.
He wants to keep his job.
He knew the bumper stickers were going to be the next series of bumper stickers. We're going to have his name on them.
Well, what about the fluoride guy? The committee, city commissioner there, is he budged off of we're going to keep poisoning people?
No, but he's worried. He is really worried. He sent his minions in to...
Hang on a second. I got a break. Hold on.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back. So the school board decided that they didn't want any negative. Boy, KWTO there must be pretty popular if they're that afraid of you in Springfield, Missouri. But the city commissioner, the guy, by the way, I just saw something the other day, Vin, that this was a government finding that this stuff is toxic.
Absolutely. You're talking about fluoride. Fluoride,
yes,
is absolutely toxic. And you know, I was really excited because the CEO of LibertyStickers.com, who advertises on Republic Broadcasting, he was so excited to join in to help stamp out fluoride starting in Springfield, Missouri. He is an awesome guy. Rick McGinnis.
Yeah, he is. And I'll tell you what. This guy, what you really need to do with him, Vince, and there's a reason, there's a method to the madness here.
Which guy are we talking about?
We're talking about your city commissioner and the fluoride.
Looks like you got city manager?
Yeah, city manager, whatever you want to call him. He looks like you got the school pretty well handled there.
Well, you know, I feel kind of bad because I only gave this guy about 3 days to, you know, to respond. And I read his philosophy on the air. And I'll tell you what, I gotta say, he came around very, very quickly. And so, you know, I applaud him. But the problem is, it's his staff. His staff is guarding the gate because they think everybody, you know, is suspicious of their motives. And we don't have any motives. And I guess they're not used to that. We just wanted that the teachers to experience something that they've never experienced before. How is a teacher going to meet a Larry Pratt or a John Moore or a John Statmiller or a Beth Ann Schoenberg or Mike Ma? How are they ever going to meet those people? It's never going to happen. But it can happen if they attend.
Well, that's the one way. Now, back to your fluoride city manager guy.
Yeah.
What you really need to do is put together a very clean and concise information packet, hand deliver it to the guy like you do, like the process servers do with summons.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the information, have him review that, get in contact with him to make sure that he read the information, and then if he refuses, what I would do is I would say to him, I'm going to file personal suit on you, but this is really on the behalf of the citizens of Springfield, Missouri.
I love it.
In that way, he's got no wiggle room. He's been told, and then you can take action because poisoning. I'll tell you what, arsenic and old lace isn't it illegal and a very bad thing to do to feed.
Well, they're practicing. Yeah, well, and that, and they're practicing medicine without a license.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call that medicine, but.
Well, I mean.
yeah.
Hey, you know. Interesting. There was an interesting comment during the dialogue. By the way, he called me, I mean, right after. So I think someone said, uh-oh, I just heard something on the radio you need to know about. But he said to me, oh, I know who you are.
Good. If I ever get my program over there at KWTO, he's going to know who I am, too. But see, I deal with more national stuff than you do there because you've got your meetup and your expos and all that other stuff there. So. But wait till they get a load of me.
Well, they know who you are. You've been on the radio with me.
Yeah, but
up on that hour.
Yeah, but I haven't come after them. You see, I'm not an immediate threat. All right, hey Vince, I appreciate your call, bud.
Hey, thanks so much. I just wanted to share the good news with you that they have decided to participate, and I think you know that's the whole point.
All righty, thanks, Vince.
See you. Bye bye.
That leaves me a little short of time to remind you that we're still doing the pledge drive. I tried to get him out of here. Sorry, Ben. Word about that after the top of the hour break here. Folks, more programming out there, more people getting awake. That's what we're here to do.
Gold.